Rahmatullahi Alayhi suggests that a person should keep on paying zakat little by little throughout the year. When the year comes to an end, he should work out the exact amount of his zakat and pay off whatever was short. If he had spent more than what was due, he should be thankful to Allah Ta'ala, with whose help he was able to spend more than what was due. This was for paying zakat. This way of paying zakat has three benefits. Number one, if the zakat for the whole year is a large amount, it is difficult to give it away all at once, whereas zakat should be paid happily. A person does not always find the right time for giving zakat. By this method, a person may spend whenever the right time comes. On the other hand, if a person works out his zakat at the end of the year and then keeps it aside for spending in small amounts during the next year, with each day that passes, he will be delaying. Also, sometimes some problems can come about, example, an accident, because of which a person may not even pay his zakat and thus become sinful. If a man gives zakat in small amounts, he may sometimes spend more than what is due from him. Giving away extra is excellent. As for those who pay the zakat due for the year all at once, most of them find it hard to pay more than the exact amount. Also, remember the zakat is due after every lunar year and not after a solar year. It is also very good to keep zakat secretly, which has many benefits. The giver is safe from pride and showing off, and the receiver is safe from disgrace, as his poverty remains hidden. So it is more rewarding to keep zakat secretly, unless there are good reasons for spending it openly. The reason for giving sadaqah is to clean a person from the evils of greed and miserliness. The person giving it openly may become proud. Pride is more harmful than greed and miserliness, and most people want to be known and recognized. The sin of miserliness will come in the shape of a scorpion to sting the miser in the grave, but a person's love for being famous shall become a python that will bite him. So the person who controls his miserliness but wants to become famous is like a person who kills a scorpion and feeds it to a python, which grows stronger and more dangerous. It is necessary to kill both the scorpion and the python. Allah.